You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, I'm Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo, and you are listening to The Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is The Flopcast, episode 405.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hey, Kevin.
Welcome back to Chicken Town.
Oh, so glad to be back.
We missed you last week, but you're back.
Thank goodness you stay healthy all the time, because if it depended on me, feeling much better this week, though.
Oh, good.
And I am super grateful to the mayor for pinch hitting for me last week.
So we're just going to catch up on a couple of things this week, I think, nice and simple, then get out of here.
Okay, I like that idea.
So let's just take care of some general Flopcast business. Cornflake, what do we have this week? We missed it last week because you weren't here. What's going on for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
Well, since we missed National Whatever Day last week, I figured I'd better come back with a whole entire week. So get ready. The week that this show comes out, Kevin, it's Jell-O Week. A whole week of Jell-O. Do you remember their campaign slogan back in the 80s?
Jell-O, it's disgusting. Was that it? I may be slightly misremembering.
I think your version is slightly better than what their actual slogan was.
There's a reason
nobody remembers this. This is Jell-O. Don't forget, you have to remember to make it.
Yeah, I have no memory of that at all. That did not catch on. Take the world by storm. They used that in the 80s?
Yeah. Don't forget, you have to remember to make it. I do have some Jell-O trivia for you.
I was hoping you would.
Oh, good. Do you remember the first four flavors of Jell-O? Now think back. You're going to have to think back to prior to 1930 for this, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, so I was quite young at the time.
Then. Yeah.
All right, there's original, just plain Jell-O flavored. That was the first one.
Okay.
Then they did plaid.
Plaid flavor.
Yep, there's plaid. There was extra crispy.
Extra crispy.
And extra disgusting.
You're correct.
That's your original four? Did I get them?
That's all four. You know, some people think that lime was one of them, but lime didn't come around until 1930, and it was the fifth flavor to be added. Now,
Yes. Here's
something that I think will really blow your mind, or at least it did mine. Do you know that there's a Jell-O museum?
I did not know about the Jell-O museum. Now, where is it?
It is in Leroy, New York, and that's about an hour east of Niagara Falls, and that is the birthplace of Jell-O, as it were. It is open year round, and they have the molds on display, spoons, toys, recipe books.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Canadian Advertising Magazine ads and package inserts, all for you to see at the Jell-O Museum.
I'm not going there.
I, for one, would like to see this.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Jell-O? Have you had Jell-O?
Of course I've had Jell-O.
Recently?
Well, not recently enough, because I, for one, am a fan of the Jell-O shot.
Oh, right.
Because...
Sure. That's when you booze it up.
Oh, and when it comes to Jell-O, I don't know if you know this, but Dorniel is an expert Jell-O shot maker.
I did not know
My
that.
Best friend and Flopcast correspondent, Dornail.
I'm still learning scary things about Dornail.
She even, like, had a sign for a while that said, Dornail's Awesome Jell-O Shots. And
she
would go to events and she would have these Jell-O Shots available. Yeah. She was, she's boozing everybody up with Jell-O.
Okay.
Those are some of our best times.
Like children's birthday parties, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Children's birthday parties are way better with Jell-O shots, Kevin.
Is there a vegetarian Jell-O available? Because regular Jell-O, like, they make it out of cows and pigs, and so I do not eat that stuff.
I thought about this. I thought I should do some research before talking about Jell-O Day, because I know Kevin's off the meat.
Yeah.
Guess what I forgot to do before I came here today? because it's a whole week of Jell-O ahead of us, and I would hate for you to not be a part of it, Kevin. Nobody wants to be left out, and I certainly, I don't want to see you sidelined for the week
I'm
of Jell-O.
Good. It's not, I'm not looking for a vegetarian option of Jell-O. I don't miss it. You know, my first comic book was Shazam number 11 from the mid-70s, in which the city was covered in Jell-O.
That's right. I remember you
talking
about
this. Captain Marvel had to fly around desperately trying to eat all the Jell-O.
You know, I just thought of a way that you could be part of National Jell-O Week without...
As a protester?
Well, there's that. But do you remember the band Green Jell-O? From the 1990s.
Yeah, vaguely. They were annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could listen to them instead.
That sounds even worse.
Well, okay. I guess I have to go back to the drawing board for that. Maybe what you need to enjoy during Jell-O Week is find some place to watch some Jell-O wrestling. That's fun, right?
Yeah, now you're talking.
Family-friendly okay. Fun. Jell-O wrestling.
I'm back on board. No, you know what? That sounds pretty disgusting also, now that I think of it.
I can't win. Happy Jell-O Week.
Yes. All right, let's move on. You know what? While you have the floor, I think we could use a MarsCon update. We mentioned it in passing last week. We reminded everybody that you are frantically preparing for MarsCon, where you're doing your water aerobics classes as usual. Plus, Cornflake is a featured guest performer at MarsCon this year. You're doing a concert of funny songs. What's going on with you and MarsCon?
So it'll be me on Friday night warming everybody up prior to Mark with a C, Devo Spice, and Mikey Mason. And it's not going to be just me. Dornail is also going to be there with me. Yep. She's got a song.
Is she bringing Jell-O shots?
I sure hope so, because, I think after this I'm going to need them. But I am so excited to be partnered with Flopcast friend Jacob Holler.
Yeah, it's your secret weapon for this concert. You surprised me with the news a few weeks ago that Jacob is heading out to Minnesota along with you.
Rock everybody's faces.
Backing you up on guitar and whatnot.
And singing. Oh, he's been fantastic to work with all this time, and we endeavor not just to have a 30-minute concert, but also to release a Cornflake and Jacob album. There's an album coming out.
We're preparing for your concert and you're recording an album.
And it will contain songs that if you've heard any of my music before, some of them are going to be familiar. It won't surprise you to know that some of them are going to be about lobsters, but almost half the album is brand new songs.
Wow.
So we have indeed been busy. It's kind of a relief to be getting it out of the way at the beginning.
Yeah, that is nice to go on first and then kind of relax after that.
I've got no tough act to follow if it's me first. So I'm happy about that. But I don't think we've mentioned that the music guest of honor this year is Lauren Mayer.
Lauren Mayer, yes. And I don't know much about Lauren. I know I've heard some of her songs over the years, but not too much.
She is clever in a way that I have been admiring from a distance. And when I try to think about how I'm going to describe her to people who've not heard her before, in some ways, she reminds me of a female Tom Lehrer.
Oh, wow. That's high praise.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And so, well, she is the guest of honor for a reason, Kevin.
MarsCon is February 28th through March 1st, right? Did I get the dates right?
Yes, you did.
Bloomington, Minnesota. You got Leap Day right in the middle there.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's exciting, being at a convention for Leap Day.
There's always something. It's either Leap Day there or the time changes while I'm there.
Yeah, sometimes you lose an hour during MarsCon. That's the following week.
Oh, okay. We're spared this year.
Yeah, you're good there. But yeah, you've got Leap Day. You have a whole extra day that only exists once every 4 years.
And I'll be handing out badge ribbons for the Flopcast. It's a little bit of Cousin Oliver, a little bit of... I still have Stop Texting and Start Turksting.
Ooh,
the
classic.
Blue ribbons are favorites of mine. All and
right.
Some Rubilar for your badge ribboning pleasure.
Yes. So. And water aerobics. Dementia water aerobics.
And water aerobics. And we get to, all of us performers get to take the stage one last time on Sunday afternoon to do a cover song of our choice. And so, I have something extra special lined up.
So your concert is Friday night, and then you got water aerobics Saturday morning
and Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. And then you're doing one more song, a cover song.
Yes.
To be named later. It's a surprise. We don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's a surprise, and I think yeah. you're
is
going to.
Is it Perfect
to...
Way by Squiddy Politti? No. Did I just figure it out? Now you have to change to something else because I ruined the surprise.
Do I dare even touch Squiddy Politti? I don't think so, but you know, you're not as far off as you think.
Oh, good. Well, in that case, that narrows it down to Shattered Dreams by Johnny Hates Jazz.
Oh, that's what you think.
Okay, well, that's exciting. We're all very excited about MarsCon. I will not be there. You will be there. I look forward to hearing all about it.
Oh, just try to stop me from talking about it when I come back.
And we're still a few weeks out, but not long.
Oh, blinking, I'm sure that the end of the month will be here.
You got a lot to do before then, so that's exciting. Oh, you know, your mention of Tom Lehrer just reminded me. I heard Tom Lehrer's name on a podcast recently, and I wanted to recommend it to all of our listeners, especially those who are fans of silly music the way we are. I've recommended a podcast called Hit Parade several times.
Yes.
It's a podcast about the history of pop music and the pop music charts. And the latest episode is about novelty music, the history of novelty music on the pop charts. And especially Weird Al. It's kind of Weird Al is sort of the point of departure towards running through really the entire history of funny music on the pop charts. Every episode of Hit Parade is always really good. This one especially for us because it's Weird Al and funny music, the whole show. Check that out, everybody. Hit Parade.
How could you not?
Yes.
So that's what's going on with me. How about with you?
Well, I don't have much going on at all this week. But I do have something for you, though. I have, actually. I guess this is our first of the year Chickens in the News.
And now, the Flopcast presents Chickens in the News.
We didn't do this enough last year, so I'm glad we're off to a good start.
Yeah, and this is actually a follow-up on a Chickens in the News that we've already reported on. You remember, we spent some time, a couple of months ago or so, discussing the town of Fitzgerald, Georgia, where chickens run free throughout the town. There are wild Burmese chickens. You go to this town of Fitzgerald, there's chickens everywhere.
Right.
And we mentioned that they've got this crazy plan underway in Fitzgerald. You remember our discussion of Topiary Joe?
I was wondering the outcome of Topiary Joe.
So the idea is, and we've discussed how in Marietta, Georgia, I believe, which is just outside of Atlanta, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant, which is shaped like a giant chicken.
The Big Chicken.
They call it the Big Chicken. And in fact, the mayor and I visited the Big Chicken just a couple of years ago.
I still have my magnet.
I brought you back a big chicken magnet, yes. And that giant chicken-shaped restaurant is 56 feet tall, I think, something like that. It's really goofy looking. It's really funny. We love it.
And you know this because you climbed all the way to the top.
With a tape measure, yes. Right. Anyway, the mayor of Fitzgerald, Georgia, decided, let's make a bigger chicken here in Fitzgerald, bigger than the Big Chicken in Marietta.
Chicken making.
This is literally a chicken town. We have chickens that just live here in Fitzgerald. We should have the biggest chicken. And so they decided not to make a restaurant, but a topiary, chicken yes. topiary. They contacted the number one guy in the topiary business, which is Topiary Joe.
Right.
We know that, you and I.
Right. Topiary Joe, he's like...
That's the guy.
He's high up in my list of contacts.
Yeah, you're going to make a topiary. You call Topiary right. Joe. Don't mess around with any
trust
other...
Trust anybody else with my topiaries.
Topiary Larry, he's the worst.
Ugh, I can't even believe you brought him up.
Topiary Joe, however, the plan was the Marietta Big Chicken is 56 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So they thought, let's build a 58-foot tall chicken topiary so ours will be bigger.
In case the Big Chicken grows a
yes.
foot.
Topiary Joe, however, said, wait a minute. If we go a little bigger, it'll be the biggest chicken topiary in the world. Let's go 62 feet.
Right.
So that's what they're doing. That's the plan. 62-foot chicken. Which makes me wonder, where's this? There's apparently a 60-foot chicken somewhere in the world. That I have not figured out where this is.
But, I did it to keep you guessing.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the plan. Is they're building a 62-foot tall chicken topiary in Fitzgerald. And when we reported on this story originally, they planned to have it done by the end of the year. That is the end of 2019. That has not happened. It's still under construction. This latest update that I came across said the plan was for it to be done by March, as in next month. They're hoping for it to be completed by March 20th, because that's Fitzgerald's annual Wild Chicken Festival.
Oh, boy. The stakes are high.
They have a chicken festival.
Yeah, they do.
Which includes a pancake breakfast. For the chickens, I hope. Do you think they put the pancakes just out on the sidewalk?
I think the chickens would riot if you didn't give them pancakes.
There's a Pinewood Derby race.
Oh, I love that.
I did that when I was a Cub Scout. Cub Scouts are obsessed with Pinewood Derby racing. You build a little car out of wood.
I had a Cub Scout in my family. Yeah. You think they let the chickens ride down the slant
on
them?
They better, or else what's the point of having that be part of the Wild Chicken Festival? These better be cars that the chickens, they put little helmets on them.
Just scoot them on down that ramp.
And put them in the cars, right? And there's a chicken crowing contest.
Oh.
How do you think you do in that? Oh.
Do I get a chance to practice beforehand?
No, there's no practice allowed. That's the number one rule.
Oh, no.
Nobody's allowed to practice.
And it would be a total flop if I can't practice beforehand.
Anyway, the hope is that it's ready by March 20th. We'll see.
Can we still have pancakes even if they're not ready?
They're going to cancel the pancake breakfast.
No!
If they cannot be eaten in the shadow of a chicken topiary. They're still talking about having a bed and breakfast inside the chicken topiary.
I love this.
That, oh, me too, but that just, there's no way that's going to be ready in time for March. Maybe like a year or two later, that part will be done.
I might still try to sleep under it and have a bowl of cereal.
Might as well. Yeah, yep. My guess is that if they can get this chicken done in time, you're not going to be able to live in it quite yet.
You might not be able to stop me, is what I'm saying.
But here's the other fun thing, though, that I learned in this update. If you want to see what construction looks like, there's a live chicken cam.
There's a chicken cam!
They have a live camera just pointed at this construction project. I was watching it earlier today.
And you didn't Turks me?
At the moment, it does not look like a chicken yet. It's just kind of a basic steel frame structure. You could not tell what it's going to be eventually. So they got a long way to go.
This thing
does not look like a chicken yet. Topiary Joe, you know, get to work.
You know who else I think needs to get down there for the festival?
Me?
The wild chickens. Well, you, me. And I think this festival needs Doornail's Jello shots.
Doornail could cause all kinds of trouble at the Wild Chicken Festival.
Yes, she could.
That's a good idea. In this article that I came across, which I think is from the Takeout website, the mayor, Mayor Puckett, mentions the bed and breakfast. They're planning to install a small bed and breakfast, and it says, inside the chicken's abdomen. That makes it sound really disgusting and weird, doesn't it?
It seems like kind of like the warmest and coziest spot, though, if you think about it. You wouldn't want to be on the chicken's spine or anything.
What about the gizzard?
I'm not staying in any gizzard, Kevin.
Anyway, Cornflake, there is your topiary chicken update. So things are underway. The big news, though, chicken cam. We'll put up a link to the Fitzgerald chicken cam.
Yeah, we will.
You can just spend your day just watching the giant chicken under construction.
I suspect you and I won't be the only ones, Kevin. Or maybe we will. Who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be just us.
Okay.
That's the update, and that is chickens in the news.
Oh, I have missed hearing about Topiary Joe.
I'm going to be down there for Dragon Con, you know, in September. Don't know if I'll make it all the way to Fitzgerald, but we'll see. Maybe.
I expect you to make it all the way to that chicken's abdomen, Kevin.
It's really far from Dragon Con. It's like a 3-hour drive. So this will complicate my time in Georgia if I try to make that happen, but we'll see.
Okay.
I'll look into it. Speaking of Dragon Con, we should say right here on the ESO network, the Dragon Con report is back in operation.
Oh, it was about time for that.
Our in-house Dragon Con podcast right here on the ESO network, the Dragon Con report. So everybody check that out. They're going to take care of you between now and Dragon Con.
Fantastic.
Make sure everybody's ready. Maybe they'll recommend a side trip to Fitzgerald. But I doubt it.
One can hope.
Should we just keep this a super quick show and just wrap it up right now?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Should. You know, just a quick show just to welcome you back.
Thank you.
Fill you full of chicken information. Fill the rest of us full of Mars kind of information. Some of us are all going to get full of Jello shots now and then creep on into the night. Get us out of here, please.
Please find us on the internet, especially if you want to see a link to a topiary chicken cam. We're at flopcast.net. We're at facebook.com/flopcast. We're on Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast. And we are on Instagram, the_flopcast.
And next week, we shall be coming to you live from inside a giant gizzard. See you there.
Peace and pancakes.
The answer. The ultimate answer to fandom, geekiness, and everything is 42.
That's right, Broad Speculation, and on the 42cast, we bring you drama-free discussions on television shows, movies, video games, novels, and comics. So don't bother thinking about the question, just go straight to the answer. It's only on the 42cast, your ultimate answer to fandom, geekiness, and everything.
The longest-running live comedy music concert series is almost here!
Everything about this is dumb and so am I. Here we go!
MarsCon is happening February 28th through March 1st at the Hilton Minneapolis-St. Paul Mall of America, featuring the world-famous Dementia Track with performances by the great Luke Ski, Devo Spice, Teenies Kyle and Linzilla, Mikey Mason, Mark with a C, Beth Kinderman and the player characters, Cornflake, Brett Glass, Carl Brown, Michael William Hunter, Il Neige, and this year's music guest of honor, Lauren Mayer, plus Dementia Water Aerobics and merch at Table 27, Dementia Smackdown Wrestling, and more. Be sure to pick up your copy of the MarsCon 2020 Dementia Track Fundraiser MP3 album with over 4 hours of live music and comedy recorded at MarsCon 2019 for just $20. Visit MarsConDementia.com and click on Shop.
I'm so happy the way that song came out, and I'm absolutely shocked that we put it together in a week and a half.
For more info on MarsCon, visit MarsCon.org. Thanks for listening, funny music fans, and
we will see you at MarsCon 2020. Peace.
Woo! Audience, leave.
Okay, Cornflake, welcome back to the Secret After Show.
Oh, man, all I can think of now are pancakes and Jello shots. I am...
kind of disgusting breakfast that would be.
It is a breakfast of champions right there. Yes. Yeah, the Secret After Show. I might have missed this part the most last week. So it's good to be back because something happened to me that I can share with the Secret After Show.
Please
listener.
Do. I got nothing.
It may just be a temporary setback, and I'm certainly hoping so. But while I'm over here just kind of craving pancakes and Jello shots like some obsessed maniac.
Yeah. You're scaring me now. Like, you're going to look over at me and look like a cartoon. I'm going to suddenly look like a giant pancake and a Jello shot. What's going on?
You may notice that I'm just very gingerly sipping my coffee. You know how I was out of commission?
I was so frantically just gulping down mine. I really wasn't paying attention to how you were treating your coffee over there. You're sipping gingerly. Why?
So
why is this?
This is because while I was down for the count, I actually lost my taste for coffee.
You stopped drinking coffee.
I had to, and then I tried to drink coffee again. I've lost my... I loved coffee. I don't know what happened.
That was your thing.
I'm just like, I kind of miss loving coffee. I really hope it comes back, but I'm like afraid to tell anybody because people are going to be like, Cornflake, I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, this is amazing.
It's a bit of a revelation.
It could be temporary. You'll be back.
You think so?
I think so.
Maybe I'm just not 100% yet.
Yeah, I believe that sometime soon probably, you'll come back around to coffee. Meanwhile, I'll go get the vodka.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the Tee Public Store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.